Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue. Whether you've got a stock vehicle, a modified vehicle, a classic vehicle, if it's got a carburetor or fuel injection, Stan is the man. You need to take a run over there. He can get you your fuel mileage back. He's got enough parts and pieces that he should have no issues getting your vehicle back up and running if that's necessary. Or if you need to pass smog, he can. He can't smog it, but he can definitely fix all the parts and pieces necessary to get you smog legal. So check these guys out. All righty, now we've got a little bit of motorsport news. I guess the most important thing we should talk about going right out of the box is
Robert Wickens.
Yeah, Robert Wickens.
Yeah, IndyCar driver, huge spin out and hit the catch fence, hit the safer barrier.
Well, he rolled right up over the, I mean, it was just one of those wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, nothing he could do to get out of the situation that he found himself in. And it, you know, it's one of those also, it's nobody's fault.
No. It wasn't.
So it wasn't that thing, but
it was a racing deal.
He got taken away in to hospital, and we didn't know if he was going to be okay or not. And, you know, the miracle is he's alive.
How old is he?
The 20s.
Yeah, so he's
a rookie.
Yeah,
he's
gonna bounce back, but he took a heck. I mean, he's got back issues. He was on a ventilator.
And there were broken legs, from what I heard, and a broken arm, and so his whole body was involved.
But he's off the ventilator. He's talking to his family. So he's my only concern is they're not saying a lot about his spinal cord injury that it looks like he may have suffered. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Because, you watch it on TV. Who was it? It was Amarola. Now, he just got his NASCAR up in the air and came back down again and hit the ground and fractured vertebrae. And you just don't think about that. I mean, because when you look at the accident, it was like, it was no big deal.
Right, but those vertebrae compress.
I know.
And then,
Then did you ever see the accident with Michael Waltrip?
No.
Where it was like, I think it was, I'm going to guess, all you people, don't be ragging on me, but I think it was Kentucky Speedway, where there was an entrance gate in the middle of the backstretch. And he hit that, and it was either partially open, and he was doing 80, 90 miles an hour, and the car came to a complete stop.
Oh.
And he walked away.
Oh.
And Waltrip's 6 foot. I mean, he's no little guy. In fact, that's where they came up with the idea of putting a hatch on the roof of the car to get people out of.
Yeah.
And that was where he came up with that. So,
well, the best news is that even though the car was pulverized, literally pulverized, Wickens, survived. And that says a lot about safety technology in the racing industry. So that's the good news. So we'll just have to stay tuned and see how he's doing. But the IndyCar community is really behind him, obviously.
Yeah. And everybody has hats. I tried to find a hat. I wanted to get one, because I figured the money's going towards him. One other thing, the extent of the spinal cord injury he suffered remains indeterminate, whatever that means.
That means they probably haven't been able to figure out exactly what it is.
They did stick titanium rods and screws were successfully put in his spine.
Oh.
So that's probably to keep it, from moving. Future treatment for Wickens includes more corrective surgery, rehabilitation. So that's pretty much, where they're at on that. And that was, it's a horrific accident. It's part of racing.
Yeah.
I don't know what they could do any different that would have eliminated that problem. His feet always get it.
Yeah.
They try to keep that foot box, intact. In this particular situation, it just didn't work out. So we'll have to just wait and see on that. So,
yeah.
And then speaking of a little more crazy news, if anybody watched the Xfinity race at Road America, Bill Elliott at the tender age of 62, mm-hmm. decides he's going to go out there and you know, shake it up with the boys. Well, it didn't turn out as nice as he was hoping. I mean, his basic comments were that he hit everything but the lottery.
No.
I mean, he rear-ended people. He spun out.
Oh,
you
no.
Know, and I got to tell you, you know, I no. get it. I get it.
He should just, is he going to get told no thanks?
Yeah,
don't
well,
come
he
back?
Pretty much banged up the car.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bill Elliott had an eventful day at Road America, but it was still mission accomplished for what he wanted to do in climbing back behind the wheel at 62, just to see how, you know, a race car that has changed over the years, because that would be an awesome interview mm-hmm. to see what he thought. Elliott finished 20th, which isn't bad. You know, he could have finished last. He did spin out a few times. You know, he did smush the nose in an earlier incident, and then he ran into the back of somebody. Then with 7 laps to go, Elliott spun and ended up in the bushes. He started the day 23rd and through pit stop cycles and different strategies. He got as high as 7th.
Wow.
Which is not bad, you know, I don't think. Then he says, well, I feel like I hit everything but the lottery, according to Elliott. It was a great day. I'd like to thank Xfinity and all the guys at ISM Connect and Maui Gallagher GSM Racing team owner for everything they've did for me today. Because here's the deal. His son was supposed to drive the car.
Oh.
And his son said, hey, let me let my dad drive it.
Oh,
and they
wow.
said, ooh, okay. So, and he felt like that he needed more through turn 9 and 10 and the carousel to carry any speed through there. I just felt like I gave up too much. Well, duh. Mm. He said, I wasn't too bad 5, 6, and 7, and 8. I got a little bit free down 11, but all in all, it was a good day. I enjoyed it. Road America was Elliott's first race in 2012 and his first Xfinity Series race since 2007. Asked if he'd be back again. Elliott said, doubtful. This was a lot of fun. Good time had by all. You know, and he said, these guys are serious racers. I mean, all these kids are really, really good. I felt like I held my own pretty good for when I'm at in my career and what I was trying to do. It's just hard to put it all together. Dude, it's impossible.
Well, plus it sounds like he didn't have any track time to like practice
no,
or
rained.
Warm up or anything.
Yeah, I think it rained.
So no wonder.
Yeah. And so.
And so the winner of that race was Justin
Allgaier. And he just kicked butt and take names. He used the chrome horn. He did. Yeah. He won by, Jesus, it was some ridiculous, like 4 seconds or 5 seconds.
It says, yes, he has second victory in 3 weeks, too.
Well, you know, right car, right team.
Yeah.
He's racing for JR Motorsports. He was 5.4 seconds margin of victory.
Good for him.
And Justin Marks and James Davidson. James Davidson, rookie, would have won that.
Okay.
But Allgaier got up to him, started sniffing on his tail end, and and Davidson just freaked out, went into that. He went in so hot. And, you know, you could just tell that this was not going to work at all. But hats off to Bill Elliott. I get it. Somebody handed me the steering wheel to a Xfinity car I'd go to. Would I be competitive? No. Would I be good? No. Would I love it? Yes. Except.
No regrets.
I have a real problem finishing 23rd, though. That's just a real problem, but I guess I could outlive it. Well, Dirt Dude is supposed to call in. He says he's burning through his paperwork as he speaks. Sounds like Michelle.
Yeah.
So he's smoking the midnight oil.
Paperwork is my life.
And he's out there trying to knock it all out and get all lined up. If not, Brittany, her last day of summer.
Yep.
So everybody, silent moment for Brittany
for
Sandoval.
Yeah, because she raced last night, and that's it. Now it's going to have to be under pressure because schools are starting, and it's going to be harder to get the car, you know, ready and everything.
The hell with those kids. Racing comes first.
Yep, so she'll be burning the midnight oil like the rest of us, getting her passion on.
She is going to be grumpy. Oh, those kids. I hate to be her kids tomorrow. But then again, she might be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
I hope she does like I told her, wear her helmet to work.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That'll set the stage. Right. All right, let's take a quick break. Hopefully Dirt Dude will call in right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, the only racing radio show in San Diego. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Guess what, folks? The big Labor Day sale's coming up next weekend. Well, El Cajon Ford got loaded up with product. And if you want pick of the litter, you need to run down there today. They'll be open at least till 9 o'clock. That's 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. If you're looking for new or used, trust me, discounts galore. And they sponsor this segment for Barona Circle Track, the fastest dirt track in San Diego. Go to BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Well, we got Dirt Dude, the infamous announcer from Barona Speedway. Worked his little fingers to the bone last night. Weather was good, though, so you can't complain too much.
Yeah.
But how'd the racing go, son?
Dude, I don't know about infamous. I'm just one of the people at the track that just make it go around. You know, it's one of those things. You can tell already that,
Hey, what is up with your voice? Were you screaming at the cars last night?
I almost lost my voice by the second main event.
Oh, no.
And, you know, it was just, I couldn't believe how, you know, how great the night went for racing. I mean, I'm yelling because they're going two wide, three wide. They're coming across the line like, you know, a photo finish. Like, you're like, well, who won? You know, you have to go back to the scorekeepers and see what they had. Or just, you know, back and forth battles. It was just... It's such an awesome night for us. California Lightning Sprints made their appearance back again. I just try and go through everything because there is so much to cover. And then there's so many people to thank. You know, probably I'd like to start off, you know, of course, the core people, Judy, Todd, Tricia, and Troy Salazar that put this all together. Troy did a phenomenal job on the track last night. Todd did great work blading it, prepping it. We had 80 cars show up, which was a good car count.
Wow.
We had 880 fans show up, which was a good fan count. We've actually had some new friends, Pacific Island Beer Company in Santee. They showed up last night and with some special guests, and now they want to be a part of Barona Speedway as far as, you know, having billboards. They want to actually bring a cars down, entertain, show our videos in their sports bar. So Pacific Island Beer Company had a great time at our track last night, too. So, you know, I'm just going to try and bust through this. So you guys just bear with me with what I've got.
Go for it.
On our big track, we started off with just the pure stocks last night. It was the main event. We did, before this, we even did two trophy dashes, or two dashes for cash. So we did a dash for cash for the pure stocks. Randy Aldridge won that one, $100. Did a dash for cash for our California Lightning Sprints. Jared Kramer, dude, had a rocket. I mean, a rocket that last night.
Wow.
And he won $200 in the dash for cash.
All right.
Go to intermission, cut the tracks. Kids come out, do their main events. We go back to our main events now, starting the pure stocks. The 82 Terry Adams had a main event win and was second with Jason Aldridge. That was back and forth. Lynn Davis was there. You know, it was just a great battle. The points are starting to get really close now because we only have four races left in our season. So right now leading the points, you have Jason Aldridge with a 457, and then Terry Adams has a 439. Jump back to like third and fourth. You're looking at Ken Rose has a 414, and then Rick Schneider has a 413. I mean, the points battles are really, really going to start getting closer down here towards the end of the night. Second up was California Lightning Sprints. Dude, did they have a track? They are computer timed and staged, you know, because they run transponders. We caught them 14 seconds flat. That's how fast they were making it around the track.
Wow.
Now, for people
and they were getting faster.
Yeah, but
they were getting faster as the night went.
Okay, for people that are just brand new listening that don't understand 14 seconds at that track, what would be a normal time?
You know, 15, 16, depending on the class, depending on what you're running. You know, these kids were just, I mean, like kids, these cars were just flying last night, you know?
Wow.
If you even get maybe into, you know, the low, well, the upper 14s maybe, you know, maybe a dwarf car might be getting up in there or modified if it's a good tacky night where they're really getting the horsepower down. It was so fast last night that the Bobby McNovich won the race. Eric Greco came in third or second. Cody Nye, who won the race last time they were out, came in third. Jarrett Kramer came in fourth. Jarrett Kramer started fourth, and he could not advance on these guys because they were just so fast. I mean, it just was the only reason they had the Eric Greco started on the pole and led most of the races. A caution came out, and then McNovich caught him on the restart. Was the only way that he got that. You know, so these guys are just so fast. Our friends are out there from the Sexton family. Brent Sexton and his two boys. Brent had a good night. Overall, finished fourth or fifth. His kids did not have that good of a night. So Grant Sexton had some motor problems. Dalton Sexton, his other boy, rolled the car over in the heat race, flipped the car, they put a new wing on it, comes up for the main event. Dude, he hand grenades this thing. I mean, dude, it went out in flames. Just down the back straightaway, and he scattered the motor down the back straightaway.
Money.
Yeah. One of the biggest fireballs I've ever seen. I've seen dwarf cars do it a couple times, but the California Lightning Sprints, see one of these motors just, I mean, he kicked the whole rod out of the block.
Oh, my God. Talk about pedal to the metal.
Troy came up to me last night. He goes, "Look what I found from my new keychain." It was the whole bottom. It was the whole rod from the wrist pin, which still had the wrist pin hole on the top of it. It was missing the wrist pin, and it was missing the bottom half of the cap.
Oh my God!
It was the whole thing was bent, but they found that on the track. California Lightning Sprints, I'm still looking forward to them coming back for our last race of the season.
When is that?
The dwarf cars. Darren Brown got another main event win. Ryan O'Connor got his second. I mean, he got another second place finish. That guy's either first or second, as always. John Isabella, altercation in the track last night, following the rules. If you stop to avoid, a car spun in front of him. If you stop to avoid or if you make contact, you go to the back. He stopped, got restarted again, pretty much right as the caution came out, gray area. He got caught, you know, in a bad situation. He ended up finishing pretty well last night. He came back up and started working his way back up to the field, got like fifth or sixth, but started from the back. That points is doing pretty good. A good battle once again. John Isabella is leading the points with 1140, and Ryan O'Connor second in points with a 1072. It's going to be a good battle on that one to see how it goes. Brittany, she's currently sixth in points, and she finished 10th last night. I went by to say hi to her, and you know I get there, and she's already got her game face on. She's got her helmet on. Mm-hmm. She's got her iPod on, her music on. And she's like, "I'm getting ready to go out on the track. I'm getting pumped up." So she knows whatever music she's listening to just to get her amped up. So I'm like, "Well, I just came by to say hi, Brittany."
Yeah.
I didn't really get a chance to talk to her much.
She was doing her game stock prep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was totally seriously getting into it. Street Stocks was another good one. Brian Brown got a main event win. Dave Capella came in second, and Jake Triska came in third. Greg Mann came in fourth, and those guys battled all the way through. Jake Trisca actually started on the pole. Well, actually, we had Gary Rodriguez start on the pole, but jumped the start a couple times, and basically was like, well, how can you jump the start when you're the leader? Well, he's going before we throw the green flag. And I was trying to tell people, explain, you know, he's jumping the start. You know, he's the leader, but he's not waiting for the green to come out before he, you know, takes off. So we moved him all around, and then, you know, that was another good race, and the track was still holding together for that. Modifieds, we get into modifieds. Eric Evans, just car, he can find any way to make that car run on that track, and he got his second main event win, but it was a great battle between him, the 36 of Bill Miller out of Yuma, Arizona, mm-hmm. who's third in points. Royce Henry pretty much locked up the points last night with his lead. Glenn Davis second in the points. And actually, PJ Dyke made an appearance out there in someone else's car. Had some problems, broke a drive shaft or something like that. Had drive shaft issues and made it out for the main event, but did not finish the main event. On to the pro and stock ponies. I'm trying to whip through this as fast as we can. So, Shane Sexton, great kid, great driver, got his third main event win last night, but he's only fourth in points because Russell Staley, I do believe, is second in points. Eric Malcheski is second in points. Russell Staley's first in points. Looking at their points battle, you know, 421, 413 with four races left. We'll see how the points coverage can go. You know, you can make up maybe 10 to 15 points per race. Into the junior drivers, Deegan Irie got another main event win in our junior sprints. Mini Dwarf Matthew Cagle got a main event win. That was great to see him. He had a good run. And in our Mini Dwarf Masters, Tommy Duarte, coming all the way out of Yuma, Arizona, got a main event win. And that lady is just a nice person to talk to. She's just really pleasurable and, you know, just loves racing. Family is all with it. So
nice.
That was pretty much the fastest rundown I can try and do for this.
You blazed through it.
Because now we're getting into our next race, September 8th. The normal night, except for they're running a big national from modifieds. I think it's Boone in Boone, Iowa. So all other tracks in the United States will not have an IMC points night. So that way anyone that's traveling to Boone or anything like that won't get penalized for points. So we're doing an open comp night, pretty much open comp, whatever you bring IMC modified frame with whatever motor, if it has a wing and a side panel or wing or side panel and you win, we're paying $500 to win on that one.
That's all right. Super.
With an open comp car. And then, you know, we're getting down to our last four races. The season's winding down.
Yeah.
So September 8th, September 22nd, October 6th will be our figure eight. And then October 20th will be our last race of the season with California Lightning Sprints coming back again.
Nice.
All right, buddy. We'll go take some salt and put it in a glass of water and and gargle.
I've just been living off cough drops and whatever else I can find that helps me get through the day.
Well, you take care of yourself.
All right, buddy.
Good talking to you.
Talk to you next week. Keep the rubber side down, shiny side up, folks. We're out of here for just a small moment. And then we got Jesse Gordon calling in. He's going to talk to us about Paris Auto Speedway's up-and-coming race. This guy, I think, is a figure eight champion, if I'm not mistaken.
He has the Batmobile.
I think he does. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Power on. Power on.
All right, folks, here we are, right back on Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by the wonderful folks at Paris Auto Speedway. 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to parisautospeedway.com and you'll have the time of your life. If you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, trust me, you have totally missed out. And one of the stellar events held at Paris Auto Speedway will be chatted about with our bud, Jesse Gordon. Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you know, just living the dream. How about you?
Pretty good, yeah. I feel like I'm doing the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you got some fun things coming up, but what do you got coming up?
Well, actually, next weekend, next Saturday night, at Paris Auto Speedway is the next Night of Destruction, which has the figure eight trailer and demo cross, as well as they have the cross cards and this new division they opened, the four-cylinder road course.
Excellent. By the way, you've got a fan, Brittany Sandoval. She goes, oh, my goodness, big fan of this Nix guy. So you got a fan.
Oh, cool.
At least awesome. One.
Hey, she's hardcore, man. She's a hardcore dwarf car driver. You can't even talk to her. When she's in that race car, got her helmet on, oh, my goodness.
Stay out of the pits.
Yeah, stay out of the pits. I'm getting ready to go out and race. But you already know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's like me right before a trial. Stay away, and it'll
that
be fine.
Too?
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, for folks that have never been to Night of Destruction, they lived under a rock, why don't you give them a rundown of what to expect?
Figure eight. Pretty much, you know, explanatory. The track is in the shape of a number eight, and that's, you know, higher risk, higher chance of collisions, definitely. But it's pretty exciting. You know, there's a lot of close calls. Of course, we don't want to take each other out and destroy our cars, but, you know, it's kind of a gamble each time you go through the X, and so it's pretty exciting for the fans as well as us drivers. There's that event, and then there's also that same event with trailers attached to our cars, which is it can get pretty brutal as well. There's also the famous demo cross event, which that's 20 laps of almost pure chaos, and there's obstacles like boats and jet skis, and anything pretty much goes. You're allowed to hit each other and spin each other out, and whatever you want to do, pretty much.
That's awesome. Do you race in that class? No.
All three classes. Yeah, so all three of those divisions I run in, and it's tough, but it's a lot of fun.
So let's see. What order do you like to go in? Since you're going to get so beat up in demo cross, do you want to do that one last? I'm guessing.
That's usually the last event. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the night, and that's why I have two cars, actually. One car I run specifically in figure eight by itself, and that event usually is the second event. The first event is figure eight trailer, which I use the same car in demo cross, so that car gets used twice.
Got it. You know, we were there the last time you raced in in the Batmobile, right?
Yeah.
We were wondering why you had two cars out there. Okay, now I get it.
I used to all last year. I ran one car in all three events, and it was tough to keep it running. Man, it's a lot of abuse and wear and tear. This year, had a couple bad accidents in the beginning of the year, and wasn't sure if we were going to fix that car or not. So I purchased a different car and ended up fixing it, the old car as well. So that's why I ended up with two.
Got it. Awesome. So they're both ready to roll for next weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Very minimal amount of work left to do, but it'll be done. Have the cars done pretty much by tomorrow. So
awesome.
And be ready that night.
Now with the trailer racing, everybody had sort of a gag prop or item on their trailer the last time we were there. So what are you going to go with this time?
This time, I've actually got like a Jeep, Power Wheels Jeep. That's what I usually throw on the back.
Uh-huh.
I used to have a race car bed, a kid's race car bed. It got destroyed pretty good. So, yeah, pretty much whatever, you can come up with, that's fun and, kind of different, it's it's probably going to get destroyed anyways, but, you know, it's fun for the fans to watch.
Yeah. And even more fun was watching somebody's trailer broke away and then it got picked up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was unexpected. Definitely somebody's trailer came loose and it connected with my car first and then it hooked onto my trailer. I dragged it around majority of the race, but
yeah, I'll tell you, the fans loved it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, and that's kind of a little bit of the danger, but you know, it's all in good fun. So
yeah, it's a fun race to watch for sure. All right, and then Formula X, are they coming back for that next Saturday or Sunday? Saturday.
Yeah. Formula X, they're going to be running as well. They do a road course, the same road course that the new figure eight, the new four cylinder class is running, which is a little compact cars, kind of a demo cross feel, kind of a similar rules. There's no obstacles. So you're allowed to hit each other and all that, but there's no boats and jet skis like the Democross event. So
yeah, when we were there last time, they only had three of the Formula X, but maybe this time they'll have a few more show up, huh?
Yeah, that's kind of the problem. It's kind of hit and miss sometimes. Sometimes they'll have a half dozen or more, and then like last race, like you saw that they had only three of them. So it just depends, I think, on whether the guys can make it out. You know. Maybe money issues, you know, or the sponsorships, so, you know, but, you know, they're trying to put on a show for themselves, so.
Yeah, so they want to promote their cars. They better get some more out there, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll be out there. All right, so what's up for the rest of the season for you?
Well, rest of the season, this is the last race for the championship for Figure 8 and Figure 8 trailer. There's still one more demo cross event during the SoCal Fair, in October, but, this is the last, event for the figure eights. And so it comes down to the championship and I'm currently leading. I just, you know, need to, at least start the main event and, you know, run pretty decent. And I should hopefully have that championship, which would be really awesome. I also plan to maybe make Barona's figure eight race again. I'm not too sure if I'll be able to make that one. But also, if Orange Show, which is on asphalt, if they're going to put on another figure eight show, I might actually throw on some asphalt tires and you know, make a go at that just for the fun of it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different breed.
Yeah.
That would be a challenge, yeah. You know?
Yeah, you know, it's all for fun and, you know, go out there. Of course, you want to be, you know, competitive, but we'll see. You know, I've ran a dirt car on asphalt before and did okay, but we'll see how it does this time, so.
Well, practice makes perfect, as the old saying goes.
Yep. So how can everybody follow you? Are you on Facebook or Instagram or website?
Yes. I have a website, jessegordonracing.com. As well as my Facebook page, Jesse Gordon Racing. You can follow that. I keep updated on videos and posts, pictures, everything. Also got T-shirts for sale. If you wanted to order T-shirts, you can contact me through there on Facebook. So that's pretty much the easiest ways to get a hold of me and kind of follow my, you know, racing if you're into doing, you know, seeing what I do.
Yeah, I think your cars are the most photographed. I mean, they just take your eye, and they're just so fun to watch.
Well, that's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. It's part of a theme, you know, as well as you got to be somewhat presentable, you know. you want to catch the crowd's eye. So.
And you do, for sure.
If you can get crowd on your side, you know, and some fans, you know, then it makes it even more more rewarding. So, yeah,
for sure. All right. Well, good luck next week. I was just out there last weekend, so I don't know if I'll be back out again, but maybe. Okay. It's a definite maybe.
Definite maybe.
That sounds good.
All right. All right, Jesse. Hey, well, thanks a ton for calling in. We truly do appreciate it.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we hope to see you. You need to bring that car down to KUSI, so we got to work on that.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to plan that. Yep. You know, bang out a few of the dents, and I'll bring it down.
Leave the dents in it. We don't care. StallD at Cox.net. STALLD at Cox.net. Send me an email.
All right. I'll definitely send you an email.
Thanks. All right. Look forward to it, buddy.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Hey, we're going to go ahead and take a small break. But, hey, by the way, Craig forgot to say they gave away a ton of backpacks last night.
Oh, right.
And
at Barona. Yeah.
Brittany says, hey, Barona drivers and volunteers, hope that the kids who received backpacks from the track last night have a great 2 weeks of school.
All right.
It's here for Barona.
Yes,
Speedway.
Sir.
And Paris as well. All right, we're going to take a small break. We come back a whole lot more. In fact, we've got a special guest.
Deegan Erie. He's a 9-year-old race car driver at Barona.
Woo-hoo. It's going to be a ton of fun.
He should be calling in.
Do not touch that dial.
All right.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, the only racing radio show in San Diego. And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Care, actually Certified Car Clinic. They will work on any one of your cars. They'll use same type of service that you get at the dealer for a lot less money. 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. They will take care of all your automotive needs. And if you happen to be in the motorsport community and you're looking for somebody that does hose specialty work, they do that as well. Check it out. It's called Trick Plumbing. HoseSpecialties.com. HoseSpecialties.com. All right. Who we got on the line there, kid?
Well, we have a Barona racer, a junior racer, who was the champ last year, Deegan Erie.
Hey, Deegan. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah. Deegan came in the studio with his dad.
Yeah, he sure did. He did a fabulous job. That's why we're happy that you reached out, because that's what good drivers are supposed to do. Reach out to those media people and say, hey, I want to talk to you.
He put up a post about how he did last night, and I actually said, hey, we'd like to have you call. So,
tell us about last night, my man.
Honestly, my dad made an amazing setup with it, with our chassis builders. And the car worked perfectly. We tightened it up a little bit from the last race, and it worked perfectly through the corners and had good speed through the straightaways. So we got a good start and took the lead on the first lap and set sail.
And so did you stay in the lead the entire race last night?
Yes.
Oh, well, no, there were no chasers. I mean,
that's got to
be
pack.
Fun.
Okay, but does your heart start pounding, you know, each lap, you know, hoping that no one's going to catch you?
Yeah, it actually does, because one little mistake, and if somebody's behind you, they're gonna either bump, tap you and move you out of the way, or they're going to get under you.
Uh-huh.
God, that's the only thing I hate.
Do you breathe? I mean...
I'm sure he tries.
Yeah. I don't know how you breathe.
It's not easy. I'm telling you, you know, I know what you
just
know.
Just hold my breath and drive is what I would do. Oh.
Yeah. So did we talk about what he's driving?
Yeah, we didn't. So
yeah, what are you driving?
Go ahead, Deegan.
I'm driving a junior sprint now in the junior series at Barona, and we run a Briggs & Stratton World Formula motor that makes about around 15 horsepower.
Yeah. What kind of top speeds down the backstretch?
We've never really taken track. We haven't, like, you know.
Or do you run? Do you run in the infield?
What?
Do you run in the infield?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So so you're not really even interested in big high speed runs. You're more interested in car control and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got
you. That's the most important part. If you have the control. You should, in a fast car and a good setup, you're going to be fast around the track and make good lap times.
Right. By the way, you just got a compliment from one of our listeners. He says, wow, this kid seems to understand and know the race lingo already at 9.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how long have you been racing?
This is my third year at Barona.
Yeah, so, you know, and did you do any racing before that? You know, K1 speed or anything?
Yeah, K1 speed I raced before, and my dad saw my talent, and he's like, oh, I think we should actually buy an actual race car, see how he does.
Yeah,
and
son of a gun.
And look, the rest is history. So you mentioned earlier, too, about a good start. What goes into making a good start?
When the green flag drops, you gotta be almost all the way on the gas and just try and pull away. It's kind of complicated to explain.
And you gotta know when to hit the gas.
Yeah,
you know, you don't
have a cone.
Yeah,
they have this cone, and when you get there, you should just get all the way on the gas and hope that you get the lead.
Yeah. Now, like in drag racing, you know, it's the same kind of thing, except, you know, leaving the line when the light goes green, you take off, and hopefully you're faster than the guy next to you. Now, they have a tree they practice with, you know, to get good at hitting the green light. Do you have anything like that you practice, or is that just something that you do once you get to the racetrack?
No, there's nothing we really practice with, but if I have a bad start, my dad will tell me what I did wrong and we'll fix it, and then the next race I'll be even better.
Yeah, and you better not do it twice, right?
Yeah. I don't want to make the same mistake.
So are you harder on yourself, do you think, than say your dad?
Probably a little bit.
Because, I mean, when you miss a turn or you miss your mark, and if a lot of people don't know what marks are, every racetrack has marks that each individual driver sets up for themselves.
Yeah.
So when you miss those marks, and you know it, I mean, he knows it too, but you really know it. Does it really kind of get you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. You slide up the track a little bit. You're like, oh, dang it. Hopefully nobody gets under me.
Yeah.
All right. So how are you doing in your division for this season?
I'm actually doing really good. I have 3 wins on the season. Wow. My last one came last night, and that took the points lead for me. So,
fantastic.
Just by 2 points in the lead.
Oh, wow.
And how many more races have you got?
4, I think.
Ooh, so it's not in the bag yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's anybody's game.
Yeah. No kidding. Well, you got to make sure you have your dad email me your address, and we'll send you a couple of racer radio stickers, and we'll put them on the car, see if that brings you any luck.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and then once the season's over, I'd love to get you in the car down to San Diego, get it into on KUSI-TV. That way, next year, when you start looking for advertisers, you'll have a video that you could show them that you're on local TV, and, you know, and if they advertise with you and help get you on the track, we'll invite them to the KUSI-TV and give them some love, too.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be really great. We'll definitely look forward to that.
Yeah.
Because you need sponsors if you don't have them already.
Right.
We have a couple of them, but the more the better.
And who are your two main sponsors right now?
My two main ones are probably Cheers Deli and SoCal Paintworks, but I have 3 main ones, and the other one is my dad's company, United Cleaning Co.
Oh, okay. Any other little ones? Because little ones are good, too.
Yes. Klotz Oil and OMF.
Okay.
And Victory Graphics.
Those Victory Graphics guys.
They sponsor us, too.
Yeah.
What do you mean they sponsor us? We buy all our stuff from him. We sponsor him. He doesn't sponsor us.
Yeah, he made the Racer Radio stickers and all that other stuff. Oh. Yeah.
But he does really, really, really good work. So.
Yeah.
So are you back in school?
Actually, my first day of school is tomorrow.
Dun, dun, dun. Are you looking forward to it?
The learning part, maybe not so much, but to see all my friends again and the teachers, that'll be fun.
Well, at least you're honest. I appreciate honesty. That goes a long, long way in my book. But, you know, unfortunately, you do, and it sounds to me like you get pretty good grades anyway, right?
Yeah, I do. I get a lot of good grades.
I had a funny feeling.
And what grade are you in?
I'm going into 5th grade.
All right.
My gosh, 5th grade. Can you remember when you were in 5th grade?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually can.
Yeah. Do your classmates know you drive?
Yeah, all of them do.
All right. Do you ever take the car
to school? They think it's really cool.
Oh,
they wish that they could do it.
Sure. You're a superstar. Well, but you're also a role model, too, because people look up to you. So, you know, you got to kind of keep that straight and narrow, get good grades, don't get in trouble, which I don't think you would anyway, because dad would take your car away.
Yeah, probably.
And wouldn't that be terrible?
Yeah, I would never want something like that to happen.
I could hear it, the tone in your voice, man. I'm seriously. So you're 9 years old. You talk like a pro. You talk like you've been doing this for 10, 15 years. Do you plan to try to make a career out of this?
Yeah, I really do want to make a career.
And what format? You want to stay on the dirt? You want to go to asphalt? Or whoever hands you a steering wheel, you're going?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But my real goal for when I'm older is probably to get up to NASCAR.
Uh-huh.
But we're just taking some little steps.
Oh, yeah. But see, you're and that's so important when you're trying to build a career. You know, because first you got to build your career, and that's you, Deegan.
Mm-hmm.
Once you build that, that's your forefront. And the forefront is being a personable kid, being able to walk, talk, and chew gum, you know, media savvy. And we occasionally win some races, too. So it's all, and starting in dirt is, I mean, all you have to do is look at anybody that's made it in NASCAR. They've started in dirt. Jimmy Johnson's a perfect example. So, who's your idol? Who's your fan in the NASCAR side? Do you have one yet?
Actually, it is Jimmy Johnson, my favorite driver.
Well, mine was Earnhardt Sr. And,
he's good.
And I'm kind of, I can't decide between Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott. So I'm having a little vacillation back and forth between the two.
I feel like Kyle Larson, he's had more experience. That's why he gets a little more wins. But Chase Elliott, the son of Bill Elliott, he'll be great one day, too.
I think you're absolutely right. And I got a sneaky feeling, my friend, you will be there right up with the stars. And it's going to be so great that we can sit here at Racer Radio and say, we knew that kid when he was only 9 years old, and we said he'd make it to the top.
Yeah. That's cool.
No pressure. No pressure. You know what?
Geez.
Just have fun. That's the biggest thing. Have fun. Learn your craft. No matter what it is, I don't care if you're bowling, shooting pool, or archery, learn your craft, you know, excel in your craft, and you will have the time of your life.
Thank you.
All right. You're going to have to send me an email, or do you have his email?
Don't.
Okay, you're going to have to send us an email so I can get you a copy of the show.
Okay.
Have you got a pencil?
I got a pen here.
Okay, that's the same. Well, he's getting ready for school. I thought I'd throw the pencil thing in, because Brittany would appreciate that. All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Stall, stall@cox.net.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Send me an email, say hi to the family, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay.
Good luck with school. Thanks for calling in, Deegan.
Yeah, have fun at school.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, folks, we're going to have to hit the road. Gun Sports Radio right around the corner. AM 1170.
Yeah, and like us on Facebook.
Yep.
And carcentric.net for more information.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next week. Happy trails.
All right. Happy trails.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.